Tiny Tempo Apple Plus. Welcome to Popsalongen.
Thank you very much for having me. How are we doing, guys?
We're doing fine. Perfect. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Did you have a late night last night?
It could have been later. Yeah. So, yeah, I did all right. I managed to get a good night's sleep.
That's good.
Yeah.
Important.
Exactly. Very important.
Now, you came in without a hat and then suddenly you put this big woolly thing on.
Yes.
You got cold in here.
I did.
Oh, do you know what?
It's a mental thing. No, do you know what? It's a mental thing. Like, I'm really trying my best to stay as warm as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did come in with a hat, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. And
well,
then I took it off and then I put it back on because I took off my jacket.
Ah.
But, yeah, I'm just trying to keep really, really warm. You've got a hat on, so
yeah.
I have one.
it's okay. You
exactly.
can have as many
there
hats
we go.
As you want to. Now, you were instantly fascinated by Andreas' tattoos.
Yeah, he's got some good tats, man. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Or to my tattoo artist.
Yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Big up the tattooist that did that. I want to get some tats, but I'm not sure yet.
No, I've haven't thought of any motifs.
I've got a blank canvas to work with at the minute. And I'm one of those people, I'm either going to get no tattoos or I'm going to get everything done. So
little
I'm just
Wayne
thinking
style.
About it. Exactly. So I'm just really thinking about it at the moment, you know?
All right. Now, is this your first time in Norway?
It is my first time in Norway, yes.
And you played at Parkteatret last night.
Parkteatret. That's correct.
And have you been doing anything else besides doing interviews and playing?
Do you know what? No, I haven't. I've just been doing loads of interviews and doing like performances and stuff like that. I really wanted to try and get down and see like the trendy part of the city, but I haven't had any time. But you seem like you know where it is. Where you can take me to go to some good vintage stores and that, like... We need to go after the show. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm done for. So.
Yeah, let's
just
go.
Take
me
by the couches.
Yes,
I'll take it there.
Exactly.
Perfect.
There we go. Done.
But have you been shopping already? Like a really expensive scarf.
Yeah. Do you know what? I got a very lovely. Where is it? It's right here.
Red
actually.
Red cashmere.
Yeah, red cashmere. Like this is classic red. This is like the original. You know, like when you go back in the day to the 1960s. This is the sort of scarves they would have. But I got this in the duty free on the way to Oslo.
Ah.
Yeah. So technically, I haven't done any shopping. Here yet.
About time.
Exactly. We need to do that.
Now, you were playing a show last night, and what's it like? I mean, coming from the UK, where you're having massive success at the moment, and going to Norway, where not that many people know who you are.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really, really fun, because you get to have that feeling of excitement all over again, that anxiety feeling, you know, going out on the stage and not knowing what people are going to expect. And you know what's the most incredible thing? The fact that you're performing in another country where English is not their first language, which is incredible, and to hear them sing back your songs and to make enough of an effort to learn the words to your song even though it's not their first language is a pretty big deal. So yeah, I loved it. I had a great time, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And speaking of coming out on stage, your entrance was pretty massive. It was
a lot of
smoke, and then you came out like a king with your sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Do you always perform in sunglasses?
Not always, but I felt, you know, it's Norway's Oslo is special, so I'm going to put on my shades.
But is it like a comfort thing as well? Like, do you feel more...
Do you know what? Sometimes it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, say if you was to go out on a date, if you're married or you've got a boyfriend, I don't want to get you in trouble, but say like if you was to go out on a date, there's certain things you would wear that you may not usually wear if you was coming in to the radio station to do your day today. You may accessorize a little bit more. You know
probably.
What I'm talking about.
A bit more cleavage.
Exactly. A bit more cleavage, showing your Michael Kors watch or
more
whatever
cleavage.
And you come out. Exactly. So that's exactly the way I feel when I'm on stage. I'm on a date, but just with a couple hundred people as opposed to one.
Completely normal.
Exactly. Completely normal.
We have so much more to talk about. We're going to play some British music first.
Let's do it.
Have you heard of Dinosaur Pileup?
I haven't.
No,
I haven't.
Well, you will now.
That's it. Fill me in.
Dette her Mona Lisa. And you've had an amazing year.
Thank you very much.
And you released your debut album in October and it went straight to the top of the charts. How did you celebrate that?
How did I celebrate that? And we, in many ways that I cannot talk about live on the radio. But other than that, I mean, we had like a little album launch party, and that was basically just for anybody who I felt had some sort of involvement in the record, whether they wrote anything really, really nice about it, whether they played any records off of it, and even a few fans were invited down, you know, just... I like to do things. I like when good things happen, I like to celebrate with the people who matter the most, because without those people, it wouldn't be possible. So we had a nice little intimate celebration.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, what has changed in your life because of your success?
I would just say, do you know what? I'd say anything that has changed is changed for the better. I'd say, you know, there's a lot of things that have changed. Of course, you know, my life is by no means the same as it was, you know, 6 months ago even. Do you get what I mean? I definitely say I'm a lot more world-travelled. I've seen the world a lot more, which is something I've always wanted to do, you know. Mm. I'm fortunate enough to say, you know, I've been to this country, I've been here, there, everywhere, Dubai, Australia, Norway, Sweden, Italy, wow, America, this is crazy. I've met some exciting people, you know, from the Chris Martins to the Jay-Z's to the Snoop Dogs, which is incredible, to the future King of England, like, yeah, all because of music, you know. So life has changed, and obviously with that and with the increase of a profile comes the whole aspect and the whole element of fame, you know. Something, and fame was something which I really kind of shunned before. I always saw it as a little bit pretentious, you know.
Yeah.
Famous, I hate the word, like, he's famous, she's famous, she's a celebrity. But, you know, slowly but surely, you walk down the street, you walk into a supermarket and you realise, I really can't do this anymore. This is getting more and more difficult to do. So life has changed in that sense. But, you know, I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm comfortable. Life is good. I'm surrounded by loved ones and I get to do what I love every single day of my life. So I couldn't ask for any more.
Now, with being a celebrity, there's always a lot of rumours. And you mentioned Jay-Z. We heard some rumours that he wants to sign you.
Yeah, he basically, when he came over to England, he was on the radio and he basically put it out there and he was like, I reckon Tiny could go all of the way internationally and I want to have a hand in making that happen, which is, of course, very, very flattering for me, you know, to hear.
Obviously.
You know,
yeah,
the guy, he is the guy.
Co-signed your career.
Yeah, he's exactly. And to get a co-sign from someone of his magnitude is incredible. So, yeah, I mean, I'm flattered. Ultimately, though, I'm just keeping my head down and just doing what I'm doing because it's all about the music. If there's no music, then people like him won't ever be able to make statements like that. So I just want to continue concentrating on making good music and building up my own brand. And, you know, if anything like that is supposed to happen anytime soon, I'm sure it will.
Now, you also mentioned Prince William, who's getting married, and there were some rumours that Prince Harry wanted you to play at the engagement party.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard exactly those same rumours that you have. I've heard everything. I've even heard that the Queen wanted me to remix Here Comes the Bride. I've heard some crazy rumours. However, I mean, it's an honour to even hear a rumour like that. And if I do get approached to do any form of performance that has anything to do with that wedding, I mean, I got the opportunity to meet Prince William and Kate, who are both very incredible people. And yeah, I'd be very honoured, you know.
But now that you're having so much success, what do you think is the key in your making it?
Do you know what? I think it's a few things. I think it's just, you know, coming at the right time, you know, when people were ready for it, when people were ready for something new and something fresh. I think it's, you know, just being able to fill in a gap which people didn't think could be filled in, do you get what I mean? And come with a personality that was different, a style that was different, an approach, a mentality. And it's also like a generation thing, you know. Underground music and urban music has been around for decades,
yeah,
but it's now that it's becoming commercialized because it's become a big part of people's popular culture, you know.
Absolutely.
It's people's day-to-day life, you know, whether it's garage or grime or dubstep, people listen to it on a very regular basis and people want to buy into it. And I think, you know, that's basically all of the elements as to why it's doing so well and why it's clearly going to be here to stay, you know.
We're going to listen to your biggest hit in Norway so far, at the heart I written in the stars.
Let's do it.
Written in the Stars, det var Tiny Temper som på besøk her i Popsalongen nå, og Eric Turner, who also joined you at the show yesterday.
Indeed.
What's he doing now? Is he doing shopping?
He wishes. No, basically he's getting ready for something we're doing a little bit later on.
Oh, I
uh-huh.
see.
Secret.
Now,
Written in the Stars, it seems like a very personal story you're telling. Is that an important thing for you, to keep your lyrics as personal as possible?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. That's definitely what I feel also rapping is about, and rap music, you know, it's definitely biographical, you know. A lot of people talk about their own life, and for me, Written in the Stars is like self-affirmation. It's like realising that you've reached a certain point in your career. You know, I can sort of imagine the same for you guys when you probably got the job here first time. It's probably
not
like,
really.
Whoa. Not really, I don't really want to be here, to be honest. But yeah, you guys know what I mean. Yeah. You probably thought, yeah, whoa, this is pretty major. I'm here, you know. I've kind of done it, and that's what what Written in the Stars for Me is. And, you know, it's basically a nice little message to just say to everybody, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be, just put your head down, focus, and just make it happen.
Have you ever had any lyrics that you've written down that you're like, oh, I have to strike that, I can't say that?
I have to... Oh.
That got too personal.
No. Do you know what? Like, when I was writing my first album, that was the problem I faced. You know, as if you listen to the whole album, I talk a lot about family life. I refer to my mum a lot. I refer to my dad a lot. I refer to, like, a lot of, you know, past experiences that I've had. And while I was writing it down, I was like, do you know what? Like, I don't want to say this. Like, I don't want people to know these kind of things. I don't want people to know how I feel about these kind of things. But then, you know, after thinking about it for a little while, I thought, this is my first album. Like, I want to give people me. I want people to feel like they know me. And, you know, if I've made a step to start releasing music to the public and I want people to buy into that and buy into me, I have to dish the dirt. I have to let people know what's real. And so, yeah, I mean, I've kind of come to the terms whereby just say what's on your mind, you know, whatever it is.